It's good when God's in charge. When He's in charge, it'll work. If you need to come now, you come on. I'm sure this is never closed. I can't open it, and I sure can't close it. But if you need to come now, now is the time. Now is the accepted time. So you do what the Lord tells you to do. If it's in the next few minutes, you come on. Whenever He speaks, that's what we need to do. We need to listen to Him, Earl. You know, in the Bible it says when Jesus done something, immediately something happened. And if you do it when He tells you to do it, something will happen. You listen. Mountain View ain't lost a shout yet. Still got it, I believe. I know He has. He's passing by. I'm sure you've heard the gospel. I'm sure Randy Jackson has preached it. You've heard it. It's left up with you. If you want to come now, you come on. I don't know why the service is going like this. I have no idea. God knows all about it. He's in charge. I sure ain't in charge.
Bless Him, Lord.
But you listen. Listen to the Spirit. What the Spirit tells you. Tell them won't have to. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I figured I was going to have to read it again tonight. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
Amen.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deepest things of God. You listen to the Spirit. I was out riding the lawnmower this morning. These words kept coming by. Life in the Spirit. There's life in the Spirit. You listen to the Spirit. That's the most important thing you'll ever listen to. You don't listen to me, these old stammering lips and this old stammering tongue. I can't get it out like sometimes I see it like I want to, but God can. You listen to the Spirit. What the Spirit? There's life in the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8. Don't know how much we'll read. I don't know. But y'all pray. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through this flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Life and peace. There's life in the Spirit. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're in the flesh, you ain't going to please God. Let me tell you something. God is a Spirit. If we worship, we must worship in the Spirit and in the truth. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Amen.
Listen. Listen now. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raises up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen now. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I'm so glad tonight that I can call Him Father. Thank the Lord for the life and the Spirit. I'm glad that I can call Him Father. You know, there for a while, till I got saved, I couldn't call Him Father, really. I knowed Him Father. I knowed God. I knowed Jesus, like I told you last night. I knowed Him. But I couldn't call Him Father. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. When I got saved, I got it all. I know I did. But I had to grow in it. I had to grow in it. But you know, again, I'm glad I can call Him Father. You know, I can call Jesus my brother.
Amen.
You know, I'm in the family.
Yeah.
I've been saved by the grace of God. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you're in the family.
Yeah.
You know what kind of family that you have, that you've been born again? You know what kind of family you're in? You're in the kingdom family. You're in the king family. You're in the prophet family. You're in the priest family. I've got the royal blood applied to my heart that on the inside, I'm part of the family. Amen. I'm part of the family, Chris. I can call him Father now. He's my Father. I can call Jesus my brother. You know why? Back in there, I studied somewhere. What about back in the Romans day? If they adopted a kid, he lost everything that he had. He lost that family. But in the adoption, you know what? He gave everything that that family had. He got it. Everything that I got when I was adopted in this family right here, the spiritual family. There's life in the Spirit. You know what? There's life in the Spirit. If you'll just believe Him and trust Him, if you'll call upon His name, I can call Him Father. Can you call Him Father? Huh? Can you? I don't know where this is going, Randy. I have no idea. But let me tell you something. Can you call Him Father? Think about that. I can call Him Father. I was born of a natural father and mother. I was born into the Clark family. Loved them dearly. I called him Daddy. I always called him Daddy. But let me tell you something, Earl. I was born in the spiritual family. I got to know that family just like I know my earthly family. But you know, this family, it was special, Kent. It was special. Because I was in trouble. I was hurting. And I needed something. And I got it. I got into the royal family. I had the blood applied to my heart, Earl Abernathy. I had it applied down the inside. That's where it all counts, folks. It's from down on the inside. The law, Jesus came and done away with the law here. He done away with it. We're no longer under the law, but we're under the spirit of the royal family, if you'll have it. I don't know where this, like I said, I don't know where this is going to or where it's coming from. I do know where it's coming from. Thank you, Lord. I've been blessed. I just get to be part of the royal family. Amen. The blood was applied. Back several years ago, I had a little heart problem. Last year, I had a little heart problem. But I got to talking to one that could help. Got to talking to that family. One night, we was up in Gainesville, Georgia. Supposed to go to the doctor the next morning. Had some blockage. I had 100% block. The Lord said, if you'll get up and say something, I'll help you in the morning. What did I do? I sat right there on the bench. Sit right there. He came by again. He said, if you'll get up and say something, I'll be with you in the morning. Well, I said, I better get up, I guess. So I got up and said a few words. Lord, bless me. The family came by and blessed me. Got up the next morning, went down to the doctor's office in Atlanta. They put me on that machine, put the dye in me. It was blocked. The doctor said, whoa, wait a minute. He said, there's something going around that blockage. It made its own natural bypass. Who done that?
who done that? God done that. Amen. He was looking out after his son. He was looking out after his family. Let me tell you something. I'm glad I can call him Father.
Amen.
The old doctor said, I can't believe this. It's natural. It's natural. I said, thank you, Lord. He said, doctor said, yep, that's something. That's something. I know it was something because he blessed me. He helped me out. The royal family will help you. Your family will help you out. I believe that. You'll do anything for your family. You will too, Kent. You'll do anything for them if you can. But sometimes you just can't. You're not there every minute of every day. But let me tell you something about the royal family. They're there. They're there all the time. He's there when you call up on him. He'll be there listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He'll be there listening for you.
Amen.
That's what the family's all about. There's life in the Spirit. You listen to the Spirit. You listen what the Spirit tells you. You listen. You be very, very listening to Him.
Amen.
When He speaks, you'll know it.
Yes.
When He speaks, you will know when He speaks.
Amen.
I've heard a lot of voices in my life. Some I recognized, some I didn't want to recognize. But when Jesus speaks, you'll know it. When He speaks, He means business too. When He speaks, you listen. Because you don't know what that might do for somebody else down the road. Like I told you, that little lady was praying for the boys over there Tuesday morning when I got saved. She was praying for us. God was listening. I know she had one prayer answered because I got saved. And there's about three or four more that got saved during that year. But she was praying. There's life in the Spirit. There's life in the Spirit. You listen to it. You do what God tells you to do. Call out to Father. Call out to Father. And listen to Him. He may tell you to do something here tonight. If we the Christian people would really listen, there's no telling what could happen. Because the ear has not heard. Eyes have not seen, or has it entered into the heart of men what the Father has in store for us. Listen. Listen to the Spirit. I told you last night, when I got saved, maybe just a little whisper come by. Peace, peace be still. Joy and peace came. Joy and peace came. You know what? One of these days, beyond the gates, beyond the gates. Boy, I'd like to get into that sometime beyond the gates. I'd just like to get over there and just see it sometime. Because there's a message there and there's a one coming, I believe. Beyond the gates.
Yeah.
We can have joy and peace down here. We can. But let me tell you something that I've seen one night laying in the bed. The Father got to revealing stuff to me. The Father. I was laying there. I guess I dreamed. Something was happening. But I got nearly into heaven. Nearly. This is what I seen now. This is me. There was a line of tables as far as you could see. Far as you could see. You talking about peace and joy. I seen it. You could just walk down the table, pick up a little joy. Pick up a little peace. Pick up a little more joy. Pick up a little peace. You know what's going to be in heaven? Joy and peace, because I've seen that. There's going to be joy and peace. What is your true joy? Huh? What is your true joy? My true joy is knowing the Father and knowing His Son is Jesus Christ as my brother. That's my true joy, and that's my true peace. And He will give it to each and every one of us if you'll just ask Him.
Amen.
That's all He wants to do. It's for you to ask. He said, ask, and you shall receive.
Amen.
Knock, and it shall be open. It's left up with you what you want to do with it. If the Lord has spoke to you tonight, if He told you you're lost, you better come and do something about it. If He told you you need to be doing something, you better do something about it. Because He's in the house. The Father is in the house. The family is waiting on you to come and invite. The family is inviting you. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Get a song. I'm through. Come and see. See what the family has in store for you. We have a family get-togethers. We have dinners. We have supper. We have all that. Birthday parties. We have all that. You go see the family. But come and see this family I told you about tonight. Come and see this spiritual family. Get acquainted with that family. I tell you what, you'll have a family for eternally. I tell you that. It'll be with you all the way.
Amen.
It'll be there for you. I guarantee you that. As we stand, as we sing, Brother Randy.